We want to bring in Greg Swenson, who is the Brigham Academy founding partner here. Greg, it's good to have you here with us on the day. Help us put this three-day move into context, especially considering the additional earnings that we've had come through over the course of this week.
Yeah, look, Brad and Emily, first of all, nice to be here and thanks for having me. But look, there's been a bit of a correction this year. January's been a bit volatile, obviously. These might be buying opportunities, especially for long-term investors in tech. And you saw that sort of buying opportunity in the last couple of days where tech has had a bounce. It is a buy on the dip moment. So, you know, the big question is what's going to happen for the rest of the year? Earnings are going to be a big part of it, which they were last year. And then, of course, you have the Fed and interest rates. I'm not sure that's going away. So a lot of this might be just a good few days and again, a buying opportunity for tech investors that are taking advantage of this dip. But, you know, that's not going to change the outlook for the Fed. If anything, the Fed is going to be more hawkish than they've indicated. And I also like to remind viewers that, you know, hiking rates three times at 25 basis points, or even if it's four, five, six times, it's still negative real rates. So this is still an accommodative Fed. They're still buying treasuries and mortgages in the market. So you're seeing support for the markets. I'm just not sure how long it's going to last.
And on the topic of the Fed, you mentioned in your notes to us that the Fed could make a mistake with policy that ultimately causes greater market turbulence or even a recession. How likely are these outcomes, and how precarious of a position is the Fed in right now with the policy path forward?
I think they're in a delicate place. I mean, you know, the market's pricing in three or four 25 basis point hikes. So that's fine what the market's projecting. But remember, the Fed has been wrong a lot in the last year. They definitely missed it early on when they were calling it transitory, and that was a mistake. So now they might have to play catch up. You know, can the economy, especially the economy, but also the markets, handle six or seven 25 bip rate hikes? I'm not sure it can. No economy can. And again, I believe in the economy here. You know, it is a powerful force. It's had a great bounce back. We had a V-shaped recovery in 2020, you know, starting in the summer of 20. It's been a little more choppy since then. So the question is, you know, can it handle it? And the Fed, you know, yes, they could perfectly manage it and have a few hikes at the right time. They stopped quantitative easing, or they will be stopping quantitative easing. I get a kick out of this term, quantitative tightening. You know, it's yes, they could nail it perfectly. It could be the Goldilocks scenario, but I doubt it because they were wrong last year. So the question is, do they not hike fast enough and you have inflation stay longer and then they have to really hike? You know, that's a big question. And I think the downside is they have to go a little bit, much more aggressively, and then you have the potential for recession. And this is a real risk.
Greg, you also like gold and Bitcoin, digital gold, if you will, right now. Walk us through the thesis there. Of course, over the past month, with this recent five-day move, we've actually moved into positive territory over the past month as well. And so given that move higher that we are seeing, is it just a bounce off of some of those lows that we had been tracking coming into this? Because it seems that 45,000 is going to be that next major barrier for Bitcoin, particularly, to break through. And hold.
Yeah, no, it's Brad. I mean, good question. Look, there's been much more volatility in Bitcoin than in long-term investors would like, and you also have the fact that it's still correlating much more with risk assets than it is as an inflation hedge. So I think people have to stomach that, and long-term Bitcoin investors are hoping that it will start to uncorrelate, which is important. And with leverage taken out of the Bitcoin bets, it might start to be a better long-term inflation hedge. Look at gold. It's had a good few weeks. It's hanging above 1800 after a difficult year last year. There's no doubt that investors are looking at gold and Bitcoin as inflation hedges. There's no doubt rates are going up. You've got the 10-year, you know, trying to bust through 2%, you know, hanging around in the 190s right now. You know, it's pretty clear that inflation is real. It's sticking around. There's great optimism at the Fed, the Bank of England here in the UK, as well as the ECB, that inflation is only going to be hanging around for another quarter or two. But they said that a year ago. And I'm really suspicious of the Fed, ECB, and BOE about their ability to forecast. You know, we're not even seeing some of the inflationary contributors to, you know, CPI, for example. But it's the same situation here in the UK as in the US. Rents, you know, up 10%, according to a lot of the real estate websites like Zillow. You know, that hasn't been reflected in CPI yet. Increases in food prices because of the increase in natural gas prices hasn't been reflected yet. Yes, food prices are up. I know that. But they're going to go up even more when that cycle from higher natural gas prices is reflected. So, you know, and then we have, the potential, you know, wage price spiral. So, you know, I'm still very uncomfortable with inflation. I think all of the central banks, the major central banks, are behind the curve. The ECB is not even talking about raising rates until 2023. I don't think that's wise. The BOE, the Bank of England, is ahead of the curve a little bit. They've raised rates twice, 2 months in a row, which hasn't happened since 2004, but it's still at 50 basis points. So I'm just not feeling that the central banks really get the problem.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Greg Swenson is Brigg McAdam founding partner.
Thanks,
and we
Emily.
Thank you again
Thanks,
so
Brad.
Much for your time this afternoon.